December 20, life or death. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:23. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. But Christ gave his life to save the sinner from the death sentence. He died that we might live. By his death he brought salvation within the reach of all. The abundant evidence given by God that he desires the salvation of all will be the condemnation of those who refuse the gift of heaven. At the last great day, when all will be rewarded or punished according to their obedience or disobedience, the cross of Calvary will appear plainly before those standing before the judge of all the earth to receive sentence for eternity. They are made capable of comprehending something of the love that God has expressed for fallen human beings. They see how greatly he has been dishonored by those who have continued in transgression, choosing sides with Satan and showing contempt for the law of Jehovah. Today, angels are sent to minister to those who shall be heirs of salvation, to help them to escape from the thraldom of Satan's power. Each human being is given the freedom of choice. It is his to decide whether he will stand under the black banner of rebellion or under the blood-stained banner of Prince Emmanuel. With deep solicitude, heaven watches the conflict between good and evil. None but the obedient can enter the gates of the city of God. Upon those who choose to continue in transgression, the death sentence must at last be pronounced. The earth will be purified from their misdoings, their defiance of God. God's law is the transcript of his character, and those only who obey his law will be accepted by him. Every departure from obedience to the law of God is rebellion. It is for the highest interest of man to obey the law of God, for conformity to the principles of this law is essential to the formation of a righteous character. The rules of life that the Lord has given will make men pure and happy and holy. Those only who obey these rules can hear from the lips of Christ the words, "Come up higher."